Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we will drink a toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on. Well, I celebrate the holidays from the weekend on a Bad Choice Friday. Tomorrow is Star Wars Day here on the planet Earth.
May the 4th.
May the 4th. Yeah. We bring you Mecco.
This sounds like the Star Wars game show. All right, come on down.
God, it does. Chewie, who's our next contestant?
We're here on the planet Hoth, ready to play Star Wars.
Can you believe all the snow outside?
Were they big cokeheads?
No, just Hoth was a planet of ice.
Yeah. Yeah. They should call it Colt.
Star Wars theme from Mecco. Of course, Cinco de Mayo is on Sunday, so why not the Champs?
That's a Family Guy joke. I won't steal that one.
Was this also the song that they tortured the guys in the basement to in Pulp Fiction?
Oh,
I'm not sure.
What definitely this? Shows up in the movie once they get the upper hand.
I don't know, man.
I gotta watch that again. It's been a while. Champs and Nuts Keela taking on Mecco, the Star Wars theme. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and tell us for the show.
You know, today. Ving Rhames with a ball gag.
All right, Ted, do we have time for
it? I know the song. There's somewhere in a movie where it is not a pleasant scene.
We have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com. And one from our question, what is your hotel story? Ola dudes
and Miles.
I travel once a week, maybe a month for my second job. Recently, I was on a trip at 3:45 in the morning. Hotel management and security came knocking on my door, and they woke me up. They asked if I was alone and safe. They asked me a few times in a few different ways. I said, yeah, I was both alone and okay. Why? What's wrong? Well, I am a person that dreams very vividly and often violently. I apparently was having a very awful dream where I was screaming and yelling for help. The neighbors called down to the desk for a welfare check. I offered to let management and security in to verify my safety and assume that I'm just an active dreamer. I was totally embarrassed, and even more so when I had to do the walk of shame past the front desk on my way to work that morning. Have a good Friday, dudes. That from Rose in Tacoma. As we move on to the birthday request. Guys, I want to wish John Miller a very happy birthday weekend. If I could get a bong rip and a fish sandwich medley. Thanks, guys, for all your hard work. That from Sonia.
Great announcer. John Miller?
Yeah, right there with him.
A filet of fish sandwich.
So you know I got
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
You fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some eat your relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Oh, boys, I figured I'd call in for myself today on my 39th since everyone seems to forget. How about a big old sloppy fart, some turtle sex, and Coach Ted hyping me up as my wife, Rachel, is going to back up that big dump truck on me tonight. Cheers, bitches. That from Ryan.
That's what it's going to sound like.
Okay, I'm ready. I wanted to make space for you, baby. Make some room. All right, Rachel, listen. It's Friday. It's his birthday. We know how we're getting down. Speaking of dump trucks, that which I need you to do today is part your hair down the middle. Make two pigtails. Give this man a couple harnesses. Right? Isn't that how you ride a horse?
Yeah, and I know the Kentucky Derby. Right?
Yeah, let's go Derby style.
Ooh.
Yeah. Might even break out a whip, like a little riding crop.
She's glad she's not married to
you. Have a mint julep.
Yeah, and when you're done, make him a mint julep.
No, we call that the mint tulip. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Got a little dew on your tulip.
What's happening, guys? It's Smokey McReefer here at your cervix, ladies. I get what you did there, Smokey.
Oh, I want to give a
birthday shout-out to Marissa, a.k.a. the former baby maker. Can we get a fish sandwich medley? The Dirty German's opinions on her remote phone sex jobs. Thanks, guys. Love all that you do. Seattle would not be the same without you every day. Positive Friday, bitches. That from Julius.
Can I get a filet
of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I'll have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich.
Maybe
eat your relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, you talk about your remote phone sex work. Yeah, I also have sex with phones remotely. I just put them on vibrate, sit, and wait.
Yeah, it just seems weird. Was the cell phone? Are people still going into the office? Was the phone sex? Of course it should be remote.
Zoom.
Your call is very important to us. Just stay erect. And get some lotion. We'll get to you in the order that you called.
Let me ask you a question. You're doing the phone sex line, right?
Yeah. No, wait. Am I calling or am I the phone sex?
You're the one who called the person.
Okay.
All right. And they say, hey, do you want to FaceTime?
No.
I like the idea of doing... I know.
Because, you know, look...
If they wanted to FaceTime, they'd have an OnlyFans.
That is got your on
something. I also like the idea of me doing this job and, like, dudes call up and just like, what's up, dude? Yeah, man, totally naked. Definitely feeling myself here. My chest is hairy. Are you there?
Hola and aloha, naked ladies. Awesome to meet you all at Olaf's on Sunday in Ballard. Love the beer and the brats and had a blast. Today I begin my 55th trip around the fireball there. So on this most positive Friday, can I get the Dirty Germans suggestively discussing tacos and sausages, Mike's bitter butter thing that he does, and some dad jokes from Miles. Big aloha and mahalo for doing what you do. That from Mason.
What do we start with?
Germans. Yep.
Yeah, you want to talk about tacos and sausage. I see what you did there. Yes, I do enjoy eating both German food and Mexican.
Yeah, the funny thing is generally the sausage doesn't show up as a taco unless it's the morning and it's a breakfast taco.
Yeah, we have these weird sausages where if you squeeze them right, the sour cream is... Yeah, just finesse the sausage.
Finesse it.
Betty bought some butter, but she said it's butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, make my batter better. So she bought a better batter butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better, Betty bought about a bit of better butter.
Dad joke Friday. Here's a few.
Dad jokes.
All right, it's Cinco de Mayo on
Sunday.
Sunday. Here's a couple of those for you. Guys, someone threw mayo at me.
Okay.
I said, what the hell, man?
Hellman's. Like the man.
The Hellman's.
The Hellman.
That's the best foods joke I've heard.
Oh, there you go. Hang on, more Cinco de Mayo dad jokes for you. Here's another one. Why did the Mexican man take anti-anxiety medication?
Why did the Mexican man take anti-anxiety medication?
For Hispanic attacks. Jen, this is for you. What is the only place in the world where leaves fall in the spring?
I don't know, Miles, where?
Toronto.
Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Maple leaves.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought we were still doing the Mexico connection.
No, suck it, Canada.
Moved on to Canada.
Damn.
We hate all the neighbors.
Yeah. And one more. Guys, you know, my my dad is kind of like calculus.
How's your dad like calculus?
I don't know that either.
Yeah, Miles, good work. Thanks, man.
Pajola, today my buddy Terry and Renton begins yet another trip around the sun. To mark this momentous occasion while not letting anyone know he's turning 61, can he get a fish sandwich medley, a liquor and whores, guys, followed by someone saying danger bacon? He'll know what that means. And maybe the dirty German saying anything they want him to say. Thanks, guys. That from Jim in Maple Valley.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. And at night.
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Liquor and whores! Danger bacon.
Yeah, it's funny you bring up danger bacon. That is what I refer to my penis as until I'm done with my Z-Pack.
Yeah, he wants us just to talk about anything, huh?
Yeah. Whatever he wants. 61.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know his favorite part is the derby?
What's
the...
what
do you say?
It's the big hats. He did not use big hats back in the day. He didn't use any hats.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Here you go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob, and how about them rain?
Yeah, it's been a rough season. A
couple extremists.
It's like, I was like, man, they're great. I was like, Uli.
They were.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for sending
in.
Some
of the Cowboys in the 90s.
The locations you have found the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. It's selling real well.
It is doing exceptionally well. Thank you guys.
You're doing a hell of a job for the fine folks at the three local Fisher houses, and that's greatly appreciated. And thank you for sending in your locations where you find them, along with a pick to the Men's Room at KISW.com. We got a couple here. Just saw the Men's Room at Cooper's Express Food Mart in Renton. On right. Sunset Boulevard. Hear that, Chandler and Jay? You guys are in Renton. Cooper's Express Food Mart. Go and pick some up. What else do we got here? Men's Room Draft Siding. The Crooked Spoon at Redmond Ridge Golf Course.
That's how old people hug.
That's from our buddy Bo. By the way, the Crooked Spoon, they used to have our beer on tap years ago.
All right.
Then they moved on to the original ale while we were still with the Legion.
Okay.
And now they put it on for Black Raven. Those guys, that is a cool-ass bar.
Nice.
Hole number three sucks at Redmond Ridge. Other than that, because it's too hard. But that is a great bar, man. And they've got unbelievable food in there as well.
So. I'm always happy when I get out of there with a bogey on three, dude.
That hole is impossible.
It's terrible.
It's impossible. I saw my boy Ricker almost throw a club into the woods there.
Oh, Broski wasn't chill, huh?
Broski was not having it. My brain. Polo Boys, a little shameless self-promotion. My punk band Middle Finger Drive is
great name, by the way.
At Tony V's in Everett tonight with Pent Up. and Living with a Bear. Those are three great band names.
The band's name is Living with a Bear?
You got Middle Finger Drive.
Timely.
Along with Pent Up and Living with a Bear.
Oh, dude, it's great. I don't know anything about the bands, but the names are fantastic.
How can you have a bad time at Tony V's tonight? I'll be having them pour me up plenty of Men's Room IPAs, and I can't wait. That from Chad from Puyallup. Yes, Tony V's up in Everett. They have the Men's
Room IPAs. Tony V's great, man. I like Tony.
On the draft, so that's very cool. All right, let's see here. I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
This ship is a shipping ship. Right now, it's shipping ships. So it's a ship shipping ship. But the ships that the ship is shipping are also shipping ships. So it's a shipping ship shipping ships.
3 cents fast.
This ship is shipping ship. Right now, it's shipping ships. So it's a ship shipping ship, but it ships. The ship that is shipping also has shipping ships. So it's a shipping ship shipping ships.
One.
This ship is a shipping ship. Right now, it's shipping ships. So it's a ship shipping ship, but the ships that it's helped shipping is shipping also shipping ships. So it's a shipping ship shipping ships.
Two.
The ship is shipping ship. Right now, it's shipping ships, so it's shipping ship. But the ships that it's shipping is shipping also shipping ships. So it's a shipping ship, shipping ships.
Oh, my God. That's a win.
Let's tease in, Mike.
The FCC.
And that was emphatic.
Win.
Let's go. That is impressive.
Take that. And two first name
passes. Nice work. A win at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Way to hit that button, Ted. I forgot to hit the button, but like you weren't here. I was like, I am pronouncing these P's.
Correct.
Yes. Well, Steve, I don't know what we were thinking. Once again, we wasted another Thursday night.
I know what we're thinking. Hey, man, hard at work. We're back at the men's room headquarters where we do all the Ted versus the FCCs. That's what we think all the time.
But the drugs were cheap, and we thank all the listeners that continue to mail in drugs here at the men's room at 805th. But nonetheless, we got a...
Yeah,
Miles. U.S. Postal Service. Thanks for the drugs. Either way,
there's like multiple stamps on the box, man.
Just lick it. Lick the envelope, man. That's how we disguise it. The self-addressed stamp.
The envelope is made of cocaine.
It's not a bill, man. Just lick it. No one does. They pay online, right? All right, anyway. We got a listener submitted version of Ted versus the FCC. This is hot off the press.
Oh, that's real fresh.
This is by a listener who goes by the name of Mumbles. Mumbles. This is actually almost, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That is
it's
fresh.
Hot off the frickin' press.
That is fresh. Mumbles, thank you for the Ted versus the FCC.
And thank you for getting it here on time.
Okay. Yes.
Mumbles.
Mumble says, good luck, Ted. This week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum guzzling cat's cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles gum. The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is you have to say that one time through. And then three times fast.
All right, Mumbles. I know you're fine. Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum guzzling cat's cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut. And while cat guzzles gum.
Oh, Jesus. What kind of cat is that, man? That's why I want to get a cat.
I mean, I barely got through that on the walkthrough.
Yeah.
Brr.
Yeah. Lick that off.
Oh, God.
I'll try it again next week.
Probably a cougar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put that in the L column in Ted versus the FCC. Quick and to the point. Hey, good news. We'll drink and toast coming up into the weekend with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, take care of our minutes. We'll drink a toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study says Americans would rather live a short life in good health than a long life with health issues.
Well, yeah.
Who's shocked about that?
No one.
I mean, that's what people want.
I would rather be at the point of having just constant declining health issues and just tap out as opposed to living to 110, but I'm in the hospital every other
all
week.
All the time I feel like crap and such.
I mean, I think part of it would have to depend on the health issue, too.
Sure.
Right, I mean, but I'm just assuming if you say health issues, just it makes life difficult.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not like, ooh, my bones hurt. That just happens because you're getting older. But I mean, like, respiratory disease, or you're confined to the bed, or you need an oxygen tank, all this crap.
Now, look, I would love to ring the bell of 100. I think that that is an awesome accomplishment to survive to 100. However, I also see people who are 100. They look like they're 100 years old.
Yeah. And it's always different people. You know, this guy's celebrating his 100th birthday. What's your secret? I smoked every day and drank Jack Daniels.
Right.
But they're still somewhat spry for 100.
Sure.
And they still have their wits about them. That's, and you have other people where you say they're 100, and while everyone's gathered around them celebrating, you can tell they have no idea what's going on or why they're
right.
there. Do you remember the Russian lady who lived to be like
120 or something like
and
that?
And so they did the interview with her, and this is God's honest truth, and she lived like in rural Russia, right? Tough life. And she's like,
it is a curse.
Right.
God should have killed me years ago. You're like, oh, that's the feel-good story you're looking for.
I think that's the thing, right? Like, when it's you don't mind. But you don't want your, you know, like
other people to suffer, right?
Just watch. Or no, like I wouldn't mind my mom living to 100. I'm sure it'd be miserable for her, but I'd be like, oh, that's great. I got 20 more years than my mom.
Get to keep her around, right?
But for me, I'm like, I don't care.
I'm done.
And those late 90s years, those get rough. Because sorry to bring up a sore subject, but I thought Betty White was going to make it up there. But then those last two or three years, she fell hard, dude. Same with, what's his name, Bob Barker.
But it's understood. I mean, the human body, generally speaking, is not designed, quote-unquote, to last that long. So if you can hang on that long, like, you've already defied the odds.
Right. Long Beach has declared a public health emergency after a recent outbreak of tuberculosis.
Because it's 18 and 27, see?
I wonder if that's in the water or in the town.
Right? I don't know what causes tuberculosis, but I know that that's like the Old West disease that killed everybody, but I haven't heard of like a legit tuberculosis case in a long time, or at least if it is, few enough people are suffering from it.
You just never think bad things are going to happen in nice places.
Right.
Because it's a pretty decent beach down there.
Long Beach?
Yeah. Not bad.
All right. I don't know. When I think of Long Beach, I just think of like Snoop Dogg.
Right. I ain't got tuberculosis.
He ain't got tuberculosis.
Yeah, some of his videos didn't seem like the nicest neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
This place is a little dingy, Snoop.
Right? Like, I don't know that I was welcome arms when I showed up there.
Maybe that's why he's friends with Martha Stewart now. You know, Snoop, I was watching your videos, and a few little tricks you can do to improve the neighborhood.
Oh, God.
You like Manhattan Beach? Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. A new study has debunked the myth about social media and says that it, in fact, does not hinder the social skills of the next generation.
I don't think it hinders it. I think it's a little different when people are in person, but it's called social media. They know how to interact. That's correct. Why it exists.
They're interacting people, differently.
Right. What people choose to interact to or interact about or how they choose to... That's one thing, but even people that are the social media warriors, I do this because I want to. When you see them face to face, that is not what they say.
Correct.
Right? I mean, same as anything. When you're anonymous, you can post your picture with some dumbass name, blah, 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 69. Like, anyone can vent, which is predominantly, well, the social media that we hear about in the news, let's be fair. So the social media we hear about in the news is people venting.
Sure.
About dumb stuff, unfounded, baseless crap. But even when you meet them in person, that's generally not how they carry themselves. Which
exactly.
Means they do understand social cues.
Well, and think about the people that are complaining about how the younger generation doesn't know how to communicate, they don't know how to socialize. It's people that are older than anybody else here in this room. They already don't know how to communicate with that younger generation. The younger generation is fine communicating with each other outside of social media because they understand how their own power dynamic.
Well, they said that with radio because, you know, now people sit around the radio and listen.
Right.
Right. They're not speaking to each other anymore. Than TV, that's so much worse. Right. Now they're visually watching something. Then cable comes along where you're inundated. Right. So, look, inevitably... When you're old, you blame the younger generation for not having your values. Well, guess what? They're 50 years younger than you. That is why.
Right. And society's changed. The way that things need to be has changed. You're right. We'd love to go back to the day where everything was as simple as it was, but it's not.
Was it simple?
No.
Hey, Mike, you got any? Can you pass the butter? Hold on. Let me go milk the cow.
Right. You guys had different problems.
Have you heard some of the stuff old people say?
Oh, yeah.
Their communication skills are awful.
Right. No, just speaking truth, Ted. Telling it like it is.
They confuse opinion for truth. You're not telling it like it is. You're telling it how you see it, which is okay. But don't confuse your position for the truth.
Hey.
That's all.
I mean, my grandfather, there was numerous times that like we had to apologize to waiters and stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad, dude.
It was.
Yeah, that's no good.
I like that I'm telling you that. You're like, yeah, I was there. That's why I brought it up.
Terrible. Based on his language or what he'd say to the waiter?
Like, we were in a restaurant. For some reason, he felt the need to tell about his doctor's visit. And he's like, hey, gotta do that test. And they bring out one of them, says a racial group, with them long fingers.
Oh.
It's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Damn. Yeah, this is a Wendy's.
Yeah. Right? And like, I went to grade school with a kid. His dad owned that restaurant.
Oh.
No. You work in the restaurant industry, like,
Teddy Long
we
fingers.
Know what the kitchen looks like. He was insulting those people. And I was like, Mr. Murray, I am so sorry. We will leave as soon as we're done.
Mercy.
It was awful.
We are headlong into spring, gentlemen, and I know are that we? You're all keeping up on your spring cleaning. However, there's a handful of myths that come around that might not be near as true as you think. This is going to be interesting.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 worst ways to clean something or other. Because I clearly forgot before I left. So let's come up with something witty. Yeah, I got nothing. Although I did see a really nice ass walk down the street a minute ago. So there's that. Read your stupid list, Mike.
God.
Positive Friday.
Beatty was a little swamped.
That might be the best one he's done.
And so
he was on fire outside today, man. He enjoy the sights and sounds of Seattle. Man, what a day.
He forgot to do the...
Yeah, it's fine.
Tucked in intro.
I think his mind was wondering.
Yes, it was.
Will happen.
He's had a few days. So these are cleaning myths busted that actually dirty your home. Thank you, VD, for all that help. Some honorable mentions is washing the windows on a sunny day. It may seem logical to clean the windows on a sunny day to see the dirt more clearly, but the sun can actually dry the cleaning solution too quickly, leaving streaks.
Whatever.
Using coffee to eliminate odors. They've been touted as a natural deodorizer. However, activated charcoal or baking soda is more effective and less intrusive.
Oh, damn. I was planning on washing my windows.
We were kids, they told us, based on what was available, there was a Windex.
Sure.
But when we had to clean stuff, like at the school, we had to clean the windows in our rooms.
Yeah.
It was always like a vinegar-based water and newspapers.
Yep, newspaper.
For whatever reason. But I tell you what.
It doesn't leave streaks.
I swear to God, it foolproof.
Hold on to that theory there, Miles. Okay. There's also mixing bleach and vinegar for a stronger cleaner. Combining bleach with vinegar might seem like a way to boost cleaning power, but it actually creates dangerous chlorine gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to.
This toxic mixture might harm your respiratory system, so don't do that. Anybody here, again, these are cleaning myths busted that actually dirty your home. Has anybody here heard that you can use cola to clean your toilet?
I have.
Yeah.
I've never done it, but I have heard that.
We've all seen the video of if Coca-Cola can do this to this nail, what could it do to your insides?
Yeah.
The idea that cola can clean toilets is a popular myth thanks to the acidic content. While it may slightly clean surfaces, it's not as effective as specialized toilet cleaners and can actually leave sticky residues. For hygiene and efficiency, stick to products designed for toilet cleaning.
Sticky.
Miles, going right back to what you said, using newspaper for glass. Growing up, you might have been taught to clean windows and mirrors with newspaper to avoid streaks. However, modern ink can smear and leave residue that's hard to remove. Microfiber cloths are a better lint-free alternative that won't leave any unwanted prints behind. Are you still using newspaper to clean those windows?
No, because there's no such thing as a newspaper.
I use packing paper.
Do you really?
Yeah, my parents, my dad is a clean guy.
All right.
There's no one cleaner.
He strikes me as that type.
He's just exceptionally efficient, and if it needs to be done, then you do it. You don't complain. That's very much who he is. So he was going on about his windows, and he goes, man, so they move a lot, so they have all that leftover packing paper.
Okay.
And it's the same as newsprint. There's just no print. And so I did it at home like 2 years ago, and I'm like, I will be damned. No, kind of a pain in the ass, but no streaks, none of that, because there's no print.
If you get an Amazon box, instead of having the bubble wrap in there, it has, you know, crumbled up paper, use it.
What's wrong with just using paper towels?
Because
it just leaves lint.
There's too much lint on the towel.
It's one of those things where you will get obsessed because you cleaned your windows on a sunny day, which they say not to do, but when you look, you can see where your individual clean wipes are.
There's certain toilet paper that's too soft, if you know what I'm saying. Some of it comes away.
I got a man's ass.
I believe the bear showed us that.
That's right. I trust that bear. If it works for him, it works for me.
I'm with the bear.
Yeah.
The bears show us, though, that others are too soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they make a real big deal out of it.
Everybody, everybody knows that the best cleaner that you could possibly use, because it kills everything, it's bleach, right? It's often seen as a catch-all solution for clearing and disinfecting, but it's not always necessary.
Only to inject in yourself to get rid of COVID.
Oh, please do not do that.
That's the only reason I have it.
Overuse can damage materials and irritate skin or respiratory systems.
Yes.
Alternatives like hydrogen peroxide or vinegar solutions can be equally effective for many tasks without the harsh side effects. Dude, when I spray down my shower with bleach, I step out of the room to let it set.
Yes, absolutely.
Did you ever wrestle at all?
Yes.
I mean, the wrestling room, and you got to wipe down the mats with, like, that water bleach stuff. Like, that is a unique smell.
Yes, it is, sir. Yes, it is.
The sweat of 10, 20 dudes and bleach.
Cleaning myths busted that actually dirty your home. Feather dusters for dusting. They're often thought to pick up dust efficiently, but usually just spread it around. Microfiber cloths or damp rags trap and remove dust more effectively without scattering it into the air.
I only use a feather duster for one thing.
Oh.
And it's in the bedroom, blam.
You know what I'm saying?
Settle down.
I'll be tickling stuff.
Gucci, Gucci, goo, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Turns out beans are ticklish.
Not even cold outside, but I see the dusters working.
Settle down.
I left it at that.
I know you did.
Yeah, give me a little tickle, girl.
Oh.
I like to have bedtime talk.
Give me a
girl.
I know.
Come here.
Give me a tickle.
I'm getting Rames in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying?
I brought the feather duster.
Yeah.
And that ass looks dusty.
You looking dirty, girl.
Look at all this dust.
Using fabric softener on towels.
What?
Anybody who's ever done this should only ever do it once. No. It wrecks the absorbency. Have you ever noticed that if you wash a towel without fabric softener, you actually dry yourself better as opposed to when you use fabric softener? Yes, you do get a very nice soft towel, but it just all smears the water.
Maybe not fabric. Like when I dry them, I put a dryer sheet in.
That's
different. That's fine.
I don't use fabric softener.
So what item should you always use fabric softener on?
Your underwear.
Not a bad guess. Sheets.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Because that's where you want it to be soft, but you also don't want it to be absorbent.
Right.
So it works there.
Just for clarity, Ted, those dryer sheets, all they do is take away static electricity.
Yeah.
And they make it smell good.
Yeah, they make it smell good.
I had somebody recently randomly give me a compliment. They're like, you smell really nice, like a dryer sheet. I don't even like dryer sheets. You smell nice. I was like, this is...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Snuggle sub.
My name is John Bounce.
Got to put one in the back of your pants away when you fart, it actually smells.
I learned something just recently about those the pods.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I got new appliances.
Yeah.
I haven't had those in 20 some years. The pods themselves, whether you put them in the dishwasher or you put them in your washing machine, the plastic that surrounds them,
yes,
gums up the filter.
Yes.
It's almost better to use an HE powder and just pour it on top of your clothes,
yeah,
than it is to gum up your crap with a plastic liner that oftentimes does not dissolve.
They just said they're here to concentrate on cleaning your clothes.
Right.
We're destroying a washer, sure.
Right.
But we don't want to talk about
it. Well, and expert, there was a guy that actually talked about how the problem with the pods is that it doesn't let you regulate just how much you need to use, and they do use too much. You don't need to use near as much
as you want. Of course.
I'm guilty. I love those things.
You bet. They're absolutely convenient.
Totally.
Yeah.
But apparently, dishwasher especially,
even though
that gets hotter.
Huh.
Because I guess the filtration's a little bit different on that. Also, he told me, don't use the metallic kitchen, if you have like a metallic finish on any of your stuff.
Yeah.
Don't use that metallic cleaner.
What do you use?
Because apparently... It's basically leaving a film again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So use any kind of regular cleaner you have, Windex, whatever. Don't use the...
That stainless steel
cleaner. The stainless steel stuff.
Has anybody heard that the way to get rid of grease is that you can, if you want to, pour it down the sink with hot water?
I've heard, it'd be better with hot water, but in the end, it's going to congeal somewhere.
Yeah, you shouldn't pour grease down your...
It's not in your sink anymore, but it's somewhere in your home.
It's somewhere in your pipes, right. Yeah. And it does cool down eventually in your pipes. It's not going to make it out because it gets cold fast, and it will congeal in your pipes. Don't do it. Overloading the dishwasher. That's just, I don't know how that's a myth. Yeah, just because it's in the dishwasher does not mean it's getting clean.
It means it got hot and wet.
I rinse everything off before I put it in. I know that's a sacrilege.
But I do the same thing.
It's not sacrilege.
I just can't not do that.
Right.
I'm going to rinse off my plate, then put it in the dishwasher.
The dishwasher is a sanitizer. It is not it's not a washer. Yes.
That's a good way
to say. We've had other lists that say you don't have to.
No, it says it's better.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to. I just do.
Right.
Yeah. I used to.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Throw that damn thing
Mike,
in there.
Mike, you bit over. As soon as you finish eating, just put it in the...
Toss it in!
I don't do that. I probably still give them a rinse, but I will leave them a little bit dirtier after I was like, oh, you don't have to clean them? Because I grew up, they had to be basically spotless where you put them in.
Basically, right? You washed your dishes to put them in the dishwasher.
Yeah. Yes. Spraying cleaners directly on surfaces. It can cause overuse and damage, especially on electronics or wooden furniture. Instead, spray the cleaner onto the cloth first, and this method provides more control over the amount used.
Yeah, it depends
damage.
What I'm cleaning for that. Certain things I look at and go like, right, put it on the cloth first. Right. Other things, I'm like, you're fine.
But dude, at gym. I only do it at the gym. I spray the towel and then wipe the towel down.
You bet.
I wonder why don't I do that anywhere else?
You just don't think about it.
I know.
Just a muscle memory. But then the number one cleaning myth that has been busted that actually dirties your home, and I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry, I gotta say it. You can't soak your dishes overnight anymore. Soaking dishes overnight is a common practice to make washing easier. No, it's not. It's just because I'm done eating and I don't feel
it's
like
a bacteria
farm, I'm just being
dude.
Lazy.
But it can lead to bacterial growth and a musty smell. And to be honest with you, the number of times that I have just knuckled down and just cleaned the doggone dish, it is so much easier just to clean it.
I did it last night, right? Just a bunch of dishes everywhere. 10 minutes later, I'm done. The kitchen was clean.
Right.
I did not wake up to a messy kitchen, which is my big thing, and it's done.
And it cakes on everywhere that the water isn't touching.
Yes.
And it makes the problem doubly hard. A woman unfortunately had a cow in the background of her wedding, but it actually wasn't a cow.
What was it, Mike?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Damn right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.